Now, we have among us in this great polyglot delegation of foreigners that has descended on us tonight, we have one official foreigner, and he's as polyglot as can be. He's our TAF delegate, Transatlantic Fan Fund. This, you know, is a kind of reverse lend-lease that brings us the refuse of the old world now and then. This time around, the sweep of the wave has brought us a German resident who is Italian, I believe, by citizenship, and part Yugoslavian and part Mongol by ancestry, one Mario Bosniak. I first met Mario at the St. Louis convention of 1969 when he came equipped with several bottles of a strange green substance. And inveigled some of us up to his room and said, you vote for Haikan, we give you for Gutz. For Gutz was the green substance. I had some and was immediately transformed into Harlan Ellison for about for about 10 minutes, and let me tell you, that was a bummer. Anyway, Mario was one of the guiding spirits of last year's Heidelberg Science Fiction Convention, and as though in reparations for that, he's come back this year as our TAF delegate. Mario, come up here and greet the assemblage.
I didn't know that I was supposed to speak tonight, and I lost my few words the first day of the convention. And I think at that moment I say the most important to everybody of you. And I think there are much, much more important items going on tonight instead of holding silly speech. I would only repeat my deep thanks to everybody of you who made this possible. And I would also like to ask you, everybody, you and your friends, for the next TAF race, to vote, no matter for whom, but vote. And in this way, show your enthusiasm for this beautiful organization. I myself am the administrator for Europe for 2 years, and I will do my best to get more and more votes over there. There is only one thing I would like to say. This is a gorgeous convention. This is a beautiful hotel. And it was a pleasure for me to enjoy these days, and I'm very sad that tomorrow evening everything will go to end. I would like again to express my thanks to Tony and his charming wife, and Stu and his charming wife, to all the presents, to all who helped to make it so beautiful that it's really sad to go away. Thanks you so much.
Thank you, Mario. A man of few words, not so much a polyglot as a miniglot tonight. We have another alien among us. You know, TAF is a kind of formal tradition in the science fiction convention. There's a TAF race every year. It's an elective honor, very competitive. People get petitions up and all of that. Well, aside from the TAF, there is now and then a kind of private subscription project to bring over some selected species representative from another land who either doesn't have the courage to run for TAF or who is ineligible for reasons of health. They did one of those this year. They brought over a man from Northern Ireland, name of Shaw, Bob Shaw, who sort of a part-time science fiction fan from the E.O. Fanish era, and has now deviated into writing science fiction. He has this notion of slow glass, which made a couple of pretty good stories that some of you may remember. Bob Shaw was imported duty-free by a supplementary non-TAF TAF, and he, of course, was the only candidate in the Bob Shaw Fund, although I understand that occasionally he would wake up at 4 a.m. in a cold sweat saying, what if I lose the Bob Shaw Fund? Anyway, he's that big man with the beard down there beyond that big man with the beard. And I'd like Bob Shaw to come up and say a word or two now.
Thank you. Well, I don't want to bore everybody to death slowly with a long speech. So what I'm going to do is bore you to death quickly with a short speech. I've enjoyed this trip tremendously. The only thing I had slight reservations about in advance was that people had told me that science fiction fans don't drink very much at conventions anymore. Well, I don't know about the science fiction fans, but there's somebody around here putting it away. We had a little party in my room last night, and as far as I can see, we used up a case of scotch. And this morning I suffered a bit. Oh, it's all right after I had my usual breakfast of 2 lightly poached aspirins. I should say something about the method by which I was able to make this very long and very enjoyable trip from Ireland. I entered science fiction fandom for purely selfish reasons. I just simply wanted to enjoy myself, and I liked writing. And I've been having a great time for the last 20 years giving odd little pieces to science fiction magazines. And I think it's a great tribute to the generosity of people like, well, American fandom in general, and people like Arnie and Joyce Katz and Rich Brown and Colleen, that they should even consider the idea that I should have been rewarded for enjoying myself. That just doesn't seem quite right. But I'd like to thank them in particular and everybody else for enabling me to come here and have such a good time. Thank you.
It's time to begin shoveling out some of the awards that we propose to hand out tonight. Not Hugo's, they're still hours away. We have a brand new one for openers tonight. It's the Pat Terry Award for Humor in Science Fiction. Pat Terry was an Australian octogenarian with a robust sense of humor and who went to his eternal reward some time back. Gordon R. Dixon, a man of jolly humor, will, if he is able to manage it, advance to the podium to present the first annual Pat Terry Award for Humor in Science Fiction. That's Gordy Dixon now.
I'm very pleased about this particular award. It goes to a man whose writing I like. It's named in honor of a man I like very much. And more than that, I think we need an award for humor. Now, this first one was this particular one. Well, I'll hold it up and you can see it. It's in the shape of a pewter mug with inscriptions on it. And there's a can of Australian beer, the kind Bob was talking about.
That was the wombat.
No, I don't think this has a wombat on it. It has a flag. This was... Well, I'll tell you a little bit how it came about first. The Sydney Science Fiction Foundation are the people who got together on the idea of giving this award in the first place, and it was given last year to John Sladek for Mechasm, or The Reproductive System, I believe it came out, was the title it came out under in this country. And this year, it will be going, well, I'll give you that a little later. What I want to do is tell you a little bit about Pat Terry, very briefly. A very remarkable man. As Bob said, he was in his 80s when he died, and he had been paralyzed completely in his early 70s. And for 11 years, he was confined to a bed, unable to move. People had to move him. They tried an experimental operation on him and got the nerves in his legs to working again. And in his early 80s, after being bedridden for 11 years, he got up and taught himself to walk again. Not only to walk, but to get out of the place where he lived, he had to climb two flights of stairs to the street and then walk some distance from there to the post office, which he went to regularly. He was a man whose humor never quit. He did something I've never seen any other living human being do, and that is he could write letters with an Irish accent. Now, I can't describe how this is done. Maybe we'll have a letter on display sometime so you can see. At any rate, this year the award goes to Ron Goulart for After Things Fell Apart, and it will be accepted by Terry Carr, who was the editor for that book.
Oh, Gordy left the notes of his speech up here. Let's look through it and see if there's anything incriminating. It's not even in English. The next award has been canceled by popular demand. It was the Abbie Hoffman Award for Social Relevance. We were going to give it to Harlan, but he couldn't make it. We do a number each year called the Big Heart Award. Kind of a soft and tender interlude in this otherwise bleak and cynical operation. A man in Ackerman, who lives out in the earthquake zone, operates the Big Heart Award. And since Fari didn't quite disappear into the San Andreas Fault this year, he's making his way slowly and painfully to the dais and will now award the 1971 Big Heart Award.
There are a number of fans here this evening who probably in prowling the Huckster rooms in the last few days have picked up a book by the late E. Everett Evans called Food for Demons. The title, incidentally, doesn't refer to the banquet we have just enjoyed. There are those among you who will remember E. Everett Evans not only as a science fiction author whose work you've enjoyed, such as The Man of Many Minds and Alien Minds and The Planet Mappers, but Johnny Millard, for instance, a survivor here from the second World Science Fiction Convention 30 years ago in 1940, I know will have good reason to remember E. Everett Evans. I look out, I see other faces to whom this gentleman was very generous as a fan. There is Walt Liebscher, Sam Moskowitz, Don Wolheim. Well, we lost Ev about a dozen years ago, and he had such a big heart that we decided we never wanted to quite forget his generosity, and we looked about for people who themselves have operated in the Evans syndrome. It doesn't matter whether you're a pro or a fan. Sometimes it has been a mixture, such as Bob Block, who was the very first recipient. Later on, Bob Tucker. On the distaff side, there's B. Jo Trimble. You've all seen her giving generously of her time at this convention and know for years past how she's worked on the art show. Recently, we had a winner who's right here at our table this evening in Harry Warner, Jr. We have been international. Walter Ernsting of Austria won the Big Heart Award several years ago. We've even gone behind the Iron Curtain to a Herbert Heusler. This evening, we're going to honor a gentleman who has been a good Samaritan to many of us in the past. Anytime there's been anything from a bleeding hangnail to incipient Twonk's disease, I would say that the good doctor was there. We've honored other good doctors, notably Dr. Keller in the past. I'm very sorry that this particular Big Heart Award winner isn't with us, but I would like at this time to call forward to accept it on his behalf one of his very good friends, Lou Tabaco, to whom I will present the E. Everett Evans Memorial Award of 1971 to our good Samaritan science fiction doctor, C.L. Barrett.
On behalf of Doc Barrett and his numerous friends and fandom, it gives me a great deal of pleasure and personal satisfaction to accept for him this honor. Thank you.
It is a pity that Doc Barrett couldn't make it here tonight. Lou, those malpractice suits are almost cleared up now, aren't they? Let's do a few Hugos now. Not this year's Hugos, though. We'll do the 1954 Hugos. Those of you who study your program booklet really closely will notice that the 1954 Science Fiction Convention forgot to award Hugos. That's true. I'm not putting you on. There's a man reading his booklet right down there, and it says 1954, no award. I'm not sure how this happened. It was out in San Francisco. They were having a lot of trouble with earthquakes that year, and I guess they were distracted at a critical moment. So a few of us got together, and we decided to award the 1954 Hugos tonight. And they all go to Harlan, but he isn't here. Well, okay. We'll mail them to him.